All right, guys, we are back. We are here again, episode 85. You believe it?
Good Lord.
I know. Hey, guys, I'm Jen.
I'm Carrie.
And you know what this is? This is Dev Heads and Hiddle Stoners. Well, we are expanding a bit. We are, what? How did you call it? Not rebranding, but we're kind of reworking the focus of our podcasts.
Yeah.
So this week we are focused on yet another one of our many co-stars. I know she's worked with Johnny. I don't think she's ever worked with Tom, but I know she's worked with Johnny. Oh, and she's another we can add to the list of why isn't she in the MCU?
Yeah, I was thinking that. I was thinking that. And she does not shy away from superhero parts.
Oh, no.
Surely, so.
Eon Flux? I mean, people gave her shit for that role. I thought she was amazing.
Oh, well, and Hancock?
Hancock, yep.
You know, that was a superhero role.
Yep.
Yeah, why not?
And guys, as anybody who's seen these movies and is thinking, you know who we're talking about. She is the one, the only, the absolutely beautiful, the dynamic Miss Charlize. Let me see if I get it right. Theron. It's not Theron. It's not Theron. That is not how you pronounce her name.
Yes.
But
to us regular westernized movie star people is Theron.
Right.
But that's not how you actually pronounce it.
That is not the correct pronunciation. Although she's like, you can pronounce it however you want to. Just don't call me late for dinner.
Yeah, right.
So,
that being said, whenever you say Charlize, we know who we're talking about.
They actually named her Charlize instead of naming her, giving her a junior, which I didn't think girls could have juniors because, you know, it's got to be the same name, and girls' names change usually when they get married. Well, number one, she doesn't want to get married. She has no interest in the establishment.
She was married once, I think, 20 years ago.
Nope, not that I could find.
She never married that guy.
Not that I could find. She has two adopted children.
Okay, and gentle listener, going into this assignment, I was informed by Jen that there are going to be a lot of unexpected and perhaps even mind-blowing
bombshells.
Revelations about Charlize that we didn't know about.
Oh, yeah. You ready for the first one?
Yeah, please.
All right. When she was 15, her father attacked her mother in a drunken rage, and her mother shot him.
Okay. And so we're setting the stage.
The man died. Her father died, although her mother was never charged. It was.
But he died from gunshot
wounds? The gunshot wound, yeah. Her mom shot him. I mean, she's like, you ain't gonna do that shit to me. But Charlize was quoted about as far as, you know, all of that. Let me see if I can find it. She said something about, you know, people drink. Some people drink more. Some people drink less. That's just how it was back then. Here it is. You know, people drank. Some people drank more, but it was never considered that this might be a problem. It's just the way it was then.
Right. How old is she?
She is actually 1 year younger than me. She is.
Right.
Matter of fact, she just had her birthday. Happy birthday, Miss Charlize. Her birthday was August 7th. She was born in 1975.
Right, so you can kind of identify.
Oh yeah.
With that peer group where it wasn't necessarily talked about or looked at the same
right.
way that we look at it now.
And it was see no evil, hear no evil. You know.
Right.
If I pretend I don't see it, we can pretend it's not there. But she has a lot of philosophies that I also maintain. But we are like few and far between. She's talking about like when she was playing Monster. And she gained 30 pounds for that role, by the way.
Yeah, the Anna Wozniak, right.
And then she, of course, fought like hell to shed the weight and to get back that gorgeous body.
Yeah.
And when she was asked, you know, how she could do both, how she could be the glamorous supermodel as well as play these intense roles.
Yes.
And she said, "Well, guess what? I'm a sexual creature. There's nothing wrong with that. Why do we have to be ashamed of being so many different things? Why do we have to be only one thing? A good mother or a hooker? I don't think that what's under my clothes is evil. I'm a woman. I'm feminine. I like the way I look, and I celebrate that, and I don't make excuses for that."
Wow.
Bravo.
Bravo, indeed.
Hell yeah.
And you don't hear that a lot from even younger actresses.
Oh yeah, I don't try to be a super. I don't try to look good. Oh bullshit.
Right.
Take a guess when she received her first Oscar.
Her first what?
Oscar. Or just the role.
Wasn't it for Monster?
Yes. Yes, it was.
Okay.
Yes, it
With
was.
Christina Ricci.
What's that?
Well, Christina Ricci was her co-star, which is interesting.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, Christina Ricci was kind of like a Wozniak's real life. There was a female that followed her around that was her sidekick.
Ah, okay.
And Ricci ended up playing that part, which is a great connection right away with Johnny.
Oh, absolutely. Well,
Along with Astronaut's Wife, of
oh my
course.
God, yes. That is the sexiest friggin' movie I think I've ever seen where everybody keeps their clothes on.
Okay. Well, and I was hoping that we would talk about this at length.
We're hoping we talk about this when?
Well, we're all over the place because we have to be all over the place. I didn't know when we were going to get to it, and now here we are. And so, I guess we, of course, should talk about it. First of all, very obvious links, a couple of them at least, with Johnny. And Astronaut's Wife, the great role. I can't really think of any way that I could connect her to the MCU or Tom.
Other than other co-stars, hang on. Let me
Do we have a
see.
degree of separation
I
with
was
her
about
and
to
Tom?
find out. Finding my glasses would be probably the first step. And I have no idea where. Ah, there they are. Of course, it sucks. You can't find your glasses because you can't see because you're not wearing your glasses. But,
Yeah, it seemed like it was pretty easy with her and Johnny, but she's so prolific. She's never straight away from work. There's certainly got to be some sort of connection with her and Tom.
yeah, she and you're right, she has no, absolutely no problem with hard work. That is something that she just, you know, she's always been like that. She's also OCD, which that kind of helps with the hard work type deal.
It
But
does.
she is so OCD that if she is renting a house or a hotel room for a movie shoot, she cannot relax until she has explored every closet, locker, and drawer on the premises.
That does feel right, actually. I can't blame her for that.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's a strange place. I'm going to have to see what's up, too.
Yeah.
You know. All right. Charlize Theron and Tom Hiddleston. All right, let's see.
And I mean, she's worked so much. And yeah, like you said, she's kind of in our group. There's certainly got to be some sort of degree of separation.
Wait. Charlize Theron was in Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness?
Okay, I do not recall that.
I don't either.
What? What?
Whoa! Hang on. All right, I gotta check that out. Well, there's the link to the MCU right there.
I didn't catch that. You know, that being said, you know, as beautiful and stunning as she is very much a chameleon. You know, her being, you know, in Wozniak and Monster, and she transformed her body.
Oh my God, there she is. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, what is it?
She played Clea. C-L-E-A?
Oh my God, that's like a classic Thor. Yeah, Clea.
Oh, okay, all right, so you know. I still don't recall her.
Well, that's what I get for not finishing.
And I keep okay, when I come up next time, we're going to watch it, okay?
Yeah, obviously. Like, obviously.
Okay, well, we tried to watch, well, we were going to watch it last time and got sidetracked.
Yeah.
Your fault.
We got about, yes. Yes.
But yeah, she's so, there we go. She is part of the MCU.
Okay.
So scratch that name off the list, damn it. But,
well, and there's another one that has performed for the MCU.
Yep.
You know, you have a lot of actors, you know, Anthony Hopkins.
Oh, yes.
You know, some of the greats in our time, and they're involved in the MCU.
Oh,
you
know, wait. League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, would you consider that part of the MCU?
No.
Okay. Because there's one I'd love to see that has not and probably will never. And, now I can't call his name. He was Bond at one time.
Daniel Craig?
No, League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Oh, Sean Connery.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
God, I would love to see him as part of the MCU.
Well, he's dead.
I know. When did he die?
Well, you have a few Bond actors that have done superhero gigs, but the Bond actors tend to go towards DC.
I know. Why is that?
Pierce Brosnan was in Black Adam, and he was Dr. Fate, and Timothy Dalton was in the Doom Patrol fantastic series that was completely underrated. But they do tend to kind of gravitate towards the DC stuff.
Yeah, that they do. But yeah, here you go. You were asking about why she went into acting before we started recording. At 16, she won a modeling competition to go to Milan, Italy, and work on the catwalks. Then at 18, she won a scholarship to study ballet, as she had already been studying ballet, but to study ballet at the Jeffrey School in New York. She turned to acting only because she injured both knees, dashing any hopes of a lifelong ballet career.
You know, it sounds like... And you have the pronunciations down, but Mia Wasikowska.
Wasikowski?
Yeah.
Wasikowska.
It seems like almost kind of a parallel career.
Yeah.
She ended up saying, well, I guess I'll certainly do acting, and it ended up being a better career move that they got injured.
Right.
And couldn't pursue that initial, this is what I want my career to be, and they fell back on acting and ended up being a fantastic thespian.
Absolutely. Basil Rathbone, do you know the name?
I do.
You
Basil
do.
Rathbone.
Who is it?
He is an old English actor.
He is not English.
Is Basil Rathbone not English?
He is South African.
Ah, okay.
Charlize Theron.
Okay, pardon me.
Charlize Theron was the second South African born person to win an Academy Award. Ted Moore was the first. Basil Rathbone was the first South African-born actor to be nominated, followed by Cecil Calloway.
Wow.
And I'm getting a feedback from your phone.
So, we have kind of a direct line of this old-school South African theater that's connected to a woman.
She was. Okay, so you got to do something with your phone, baby. I'm getting feedback. It's repeating everything I'm saying. All right. Okay, it's quit doing it.
Okay.
All right. She is also the first South African-born woman to win an Oscar.
Oh, wow.
Speaking of when she did win that Oscar, number one, I love it. The Oscars were on February 29th. That's just classic right there. She won an Oscar on a leap year. I can't explain why it's so cool.
Okay, it is cool. And you're right. I can't understand the mathematics behind it, but that would be...
Awesome.
My mother was a leap year baby. And
oh, was
so
she?
Yeah. And it does make for some weird occurrences.
I used to know the name, because there's an actual name for people born on February 29th.
Uh-huh.
I used to know what it was. Now I can't recall it.
And so Charlize is kind of, that is a really interesting honor.
Well, it gets better. When she won the Oscar, which was predicted by People magazine 11 months before it happened.
Yeah. Wow.
She went back home, back to South Africa to celebrate, was met with parties in the streets. The entire country, it seemed, was celebrating her win. And she was... she was brought to the attention of Nelson Mandela, who not only praised her for putting their country on the map, he asked politely first and then gave her a hug, and she burst into tears.
Well, what an honor. Mandela.
Well,
wow. I've got to go back and research that, just because what a triumphant moment.
Oh, yeah. And she was also the guest of honor at the Nelson Mandela Foundation in Johannesburg on March 11th, 2004.
Oh, wow. So she really is, maybe we don't necessarily understand it, but her country, huge.
Oh, yes.
Huge honors.
And she is very, very proud to be a South African.
Mm.
She is 100% proud to be a South African. She has made the comment that she knows there's a lot of things that need to change. But if her bringing attention to those issues and her standing up for what she believes, she is actually a huge feminist. She's gone to many, many protests and marches for women's rights, for pro-choice, for any number of things, that if that brings the right attention, you know, maybe she can do some good. And she's, you know, she would not trade her country for anything on this earth. She is still a South African national. She is not United States. She is not a, a green card carrier.
She's not British. A lot of people want to, well, if she's not American, then she has to be British.
Or Australian.
South African, but it's British, but it's actually not the same thing.
Nope. Yep, but yeah, she is very, very... I lied. March 12th, 2008, she actually confirmed that she is a U.S. citizen. I believe she does carry dual citizenship, though.
Yeah, well, you know, America, if you were an American declaring that stuff, it's kind of tough. However, if you're not American and you want to declare U.S. citizenship, the U.S. actually, like, welcomes it.
Now, guess who one of her very good friends is? Speaking of the MCU.
Female or male?
Male.
Give me a hint.
Male, and this is not one we talk about very often. However, he is one of my absolute favorites. But we don't talk about him very much because most people kind of shy away from him for some reason.
I'm gonna go with Will Smith.
No.
Who is it?
Jeremy Renner. Will Smith is not part of the MCU. He's part of the DC universe.
You're too fast for me, quite right. And I've actually seen those interviews with her and Will Smith, and they are fantastic together.
Oh, yeah, but that's not who I'm talking about. Jeremy Renner.
Renner, yeah.
Now, I love Jeremy Renner. I think he's amazing. And he's cool as shit. He's an awesome musician.
Uh-huh.
And he plays a damn good Hawkeye.
Yeah. He's so certainly very Johnny.
Oh, he's so, yeah. But yeah, people give me shit for him being one of my favorite guys. So.
Well, why? Why is, no.
I love.
He's a fantastic actor.
I love the Disney spin. The Disney spinoff, the miniseries. I loved that shit. That was another one I thought ought to get a season two.
Yeah.
But yeah, no deal.
No, yeah. Rumor is done, you know, he did a Bourne movie that wasn't the Matt Damon Bourne movie. It was the third one, and he was fantastic in it. But because he wasn't Matt Damon,
he got shit for it.
He got shit for it, but he's done so many other things. You know, he's an actor.
Yeah, but he takes whatever jobs are available.
Yes.
Because he has bills
to pay. Actor. Yes, he's a working actor.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, we need to do a show on him, too, one of these days.
Yeah, actually, we really, really do. Because he's unappreciated.
I agree. I didn't realize. I'm so sorry. I cut you off again.
No. Well, I think we're on the same kind of wavelength here. You know, he gets dwarfed by, you know, Robert Downey Jr. and
he doesn't,
you know, Chris Hemsworth. And
he doesn't step up and say, okay, no, hello, look at me. I'm here. Hi. Yeah. I'm as good as they are, if not better. Hi, hello. You know, he doesn't do that. But
no, he isn't in it for the applause.
When I found out that he was a musician,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, whatever. Everybody's a damn musician nowadays. You know, everybody's got that. And then a friend of mine showed me some videos on YouTube. My jaw hit the floor. And I became a devout follower from that point on. Oh, my God, the man is amazing.
Okay, get out of here. Because I didn't invest that time, but I had heard that, you know, he's a musician. and he did a couple of blurbs for a couple of commercials with his band, and it sounded like regular kind of bluesy rock stuff. But I didn't actually go and listen to any song in its entirety.
I challenge you. Mm-hmm. I challenge you. If we have time after we get done recording, I'm going to try to get you to do it while I've got you on the phone, because I want to see your reaction. But I challenge you to look him up on YouTube. Just look up Jeremy Renner music, or Jeremy Renner sings, or something like that.
Yeah, sure.
I want, because, yeah, he does a little bit of that.
Is he a musician, really?
His big thing is metal.
Okay. You're right. You're killing me with this broadcast. You're kidding me. He's a metal guy?
Oh, dear God, just wait.
Okay, so this is something maybe that should be posted on the blog.
I can do that. I can set up a link to a couple of his videos.
Metal?
So I will do that when we get off the phone, or when we get off the podcast. Yeah.
I can kind of see it. I definitely want to believe it.
Oh, man, just wait. Wait till you hear it. But, okay, this is one thing I noticed. Back to Charlize now. This is one thing I've noticed going through, like, the different facts and factoids and quotes and this and that. You've got a lot of, she was sexiest actress by Victoria's Secret. She was most beautiful people. Number one, most beautiful people. She was, let's see, what else?
That's actually hilarious. And if I, you know, just very quickly, my ex-wife was never into deviating from male-female relations.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, she's in her 40s and, you know, she's been through a lot. That being said, she's like, I can tell you with absolute conviction, if I had Charlize Theron's undivided attention, I would be her lover for the rest of my life.
Oh, you're damn right.
Like, Charlize Theron is one of these actresses that transcends the regular sex appeal stuff. Like, really?
She's almost ethereal.
Yeah, you know, and you see these ads that she does for Dior where, you know, she's like coming out of the pool.
Yes,
and
God.
She's drenched and...
Okay, come on, we have to finish this podcast. Please stop.
Right. You know, and I'm like, first of all, that was money well spent by the House of Dior.
Oh, yes.
You got the right spokesperson.
Oh, yes.
But she also does like parts like Monster.
Right.
You know.
My point was, yeah, she's got all of these, and yes, she is beautiful. There is no denying the woman is gifted. She has been graced by the gods with that face.
May I ask, what was the first gig that she did that got your attention?
That got my attention?
I have mine. I would like to know what yours is, and I will certainly give mine.
The first one that got my attention? Devil's Advocate.
Oh, and that was the first one that got my attention. Right.
Yep. I mean, just, she was amazing. And the way she saw the truth that other people were ignoring.
Right.
You know, let's just say been there, done that, not visibly. You know, yeah, I'm not seeing monsters around every corner. But, you know, seeing things that other people are pretending don't exist is kind of one of my specialties. It was nice to see that visually displayed on the big screen. And
yeah,
she
you know.
Did such a good job with portraying that slow and then speeding up descent into madness. Yes, it was incredible. I mean, she stole the show, okay? Regardless of Keanu Reeves, regardless. And Al Pacino. And, I mean, he had some good scenes in there, too, when he's telling the Spanish guy what his girlfriend is doing right there as they were talking.
Exactly.
That was awesome.
She really did hold her own in that film. It had to be her.
Yeah. There's no other actress I could even imagine coming close to being able to getting that. Even Angelina, and I mean, she is like...
I will concede that she is a better actress and has better power than, for example,
she's willing to do more. She is willing to do more and go deeper than Angelina is as far as acting goes.
And Angelina is good.
She is. But she takes on very selective roles, and there is... I mean, the grittiest role I ever saw her take was one of her first, where she played.
Actors?
Huh? No, she played the model.
Geely.
Yeah, Geely.
Yeah, that's right.
But yeah, you know, she doesn't get dirty. She doesn't get messed up. She doesn't get confused. She doesn't get weirded out. She doesn't, you know, none of these things apply to her. These are not roles that she takes. Charlize is willing to get in there in the thick of it and play these roles out to the best of her ability and make you believe them. And she's amazing at it. My point, though, was you've got all of these, and yes, she's beautiful. There's not a whole lot she has to do with that, with the exception of she does do a lot of maintenance, I'm sure. Exercise, diet, that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, how about more Academy Awards? How about more awards for her talent?
Yes.
You know, come on, guys. Recognize talent where it's at. Not, you know, yeah, she's a pretty face, but so are a million other women out there. This girl has talent, and she is not afraid to show it.
All right, so let me throw out a few of her early to mid roles.
Okay.
And your reaction to them.
Okay.
Because, oh my God, if you go on IMDb or Wikipedia and you look at what she's done, you're like, oh my God,
she was actually in that.
Yeah. All right, so.
Who was she in Snow White and the Huntsman?
You know, Snow White and the Huntsman. Hancock. She was amazing in Hancock.
I've never seen Hancock.
Her and Will Smith, and it was their first collaboration, and she was fantastic in that, basically playing an immortal that just wants to be left alone.
Yeah, I can see it.
We have her in Prometheus, which was an Aliens movie, and it was pretty fantastic. Yeah, Prometheus.
You mean like Aliens, like Aliens, Sigourney Weaver Aliens?
Correct.
What?
Prometheus.
Prometheus was which one?
Prometheus came out in 2012, and it was Ridley Scott doing another Aliens film.
I haven't seen it.
And she was the captain, if you will. She was the head of the team that had to take on this ancient mystery having to do with the aliens and that sort of thing. Very, very great role. And her co-star was Idris Elba.
Ah!
So you know, you've got two superstars there.
Oh, yes.
Let me throw this out. Atomic Blonde.
Yes.
Guys. She was amazing in Atomic Blonde. She was brave in that she played an openly bisexual, and she had a love scene.
Oh, yeah.
It was convincing.
Yeah, it was. It makes me curious.
And it did. And it, like, woke some things up in me. And then, literally in the next scene where she did that love scene, they did a 10-minute single take fight scene. The camera did not pan away where she destroyed in hand-to-hand combat a few guys. Her physicality, you know, she's in amazing shape, obviously, to be able to do these things. And then we have to look at her in Mad Max Fury Road.
I've not seen that, but I have heard that she is phenomenal.
Yeah, you know, she does a lot of these movies, and then after that, she ended up doing this movie called Young Adult,
Yeah.
which was a kind of dark comedy, Gen X coming of age story where she was just kind of this fucking loser that has to deal with her family. That's like, you're a loser. She's been
Right.
shot up in Atomic Blonde. She's killed a bunch of people in Fury Road, and then she puts on an old Doobie Burned t-shirt that has Slayer on it, and
Right.
she's hilarious in it. This is
Speaking
the
of.
same actress, and it blows my mind that she can go back and forth and do these things.
Yep, and speaking of putting on that t-shirt and just kind of letting it go, right? Couple
Yeah,
of
you go.
quotes. There's a couple of quotes that that I really, it just, when I read them, I was like, holy crap, are you kidding? One of the things is, I've always said that I worry about being with a man who doesn't flirt. Another is that she talks about being glamorous. I'm looking for it right now. Oh, I don't believe in charmed lives. I think that tragedy is part of the lesson you learn to lift yourself up, to pick yourself up and move on. Where is it? Where is it? Where is it? Okay, I'm gonna paraphrase because I cannot find the actual quote right now. But talking about she loves being pretty. She loves being made up and all that stuff. She said, but I would just as soon throw on a pair of comfortable jeans and a t-shirt, jump on my Harley and act like a guy. She owns a Harley. Dude, she rides a Harley. I'd be your bitch.
Well, I mean, we should be surprised, but no.
I never imagined her riding a motorcycle. Not driving one. You know? That's something that I just. Oh, here he goes. I'm 50-50 on the glamour stuff. I'd rather put on a pair of jeans and get on my Harley and act like a guy.
She is just kind of being herself.
Yeah. Here's another thing that I wish more young people would listen to, would hear, would recognize. Looks alone won't get you far. It may get you in the door, but there's always somebody younger, somebody prettier. You have to rely on something else. There's
She
another.
seems really wise.
She is. I mean, it just it blows my mind how. Here's one that she was asked about being glamorous versus not. And she says, I don't avoid glamorous roles. I played Britt Eklund in The Life and Death of Peter Sellers, 2004, who is one of the most beautiful women alive. But I don't see so many. You tell me one glamorous role that is in a good movie you've seen in the last 10 years. My point is, it's not a case of wanting to be glamorous or not. It's about wanting to tell a good story. And the physical is at the bottom of the list for me. Your job as an actor is to be a clean canvas for your director, and you have to tell the story as authentically as possible.
And that is really what it is about. You know, a lot of actresses are like, how am I going to look after this? But, you know, she is, have I portrayed this character successfully, and have I...
Right. You know, have I been true to the writer's intent?
Yeah, because I'm not trying to look pretty to do this.
A lot of times that's more to the point than have I been true to what's written down on the paper.
And you know what? I'm not going to mention any names, but I feel that there are some MCU actors and actresses that went for the former and not the latter.
Right.
You know, and hey, their contributions, I certainly respect them. That being said, she's always looking for something a bit deeper.
Well, and you know, I can't think of even Aeon Flux, which, like I said, people gave her shit for that role.
Mm-mm.
I loved it. It was campy.
Oh.
It was fun. It was chaotic. It was fucking genius. I absolutely loved it.
Yeah, I didn't think it was necessarily that campy. I loved it, yes, but she was doing that at the same time that, like, Angelina was doing, you know, the Tomb Raider stuff and that sort of thing. But she pulled it off. It was so natural for her.
It was. And as an aside, she does her own stunts. During one of her stunts, she injured her neck.
Yeah, she
Aeon
has
Flux.
Like herniated discs and
yes.
stuff because
well,
of,
it did
yeah,
not.
Right.
It just set production back. It didn't stop the filming. However, yeah. What filming the movie could not do, the movie Borat did. She went to go see Borat while she was still in the neck brace and while she was still injured, looking up at the screen and laughing so much her neck. Locked up. They had to call an ambulance to come get her and take her to the hospital. Yep.
That's awesome.
So the movie Borat almost killed Charlize Theron.
Wow. And this general reader and listener is why you tuned into that.
Absolutely.
I had no idea that it was like that. Wow.
Yeah,
she's very human. She will literally injure herself with a herniated disc if she's watching Borat. I feel that. That's a vibe.
Oh, here's another quote that I absolutely love. Look, I can't forget I'm a woman. I love being a woman, and I love being feminine. So that will always be part of my work, obviously. But I approach the material with a bit more humanistic approach. I think that kind of stuff can be over-earnest if you approach it with a big hammer. Personally, I've been lucky. Maybe it was the way I was raised, but I know right from wrong, and I know wrong when I walk into a room. And if it feels wrong, I'll walk right back out again.
Yeah.
Woman is wise beyond knowing. Oh, and I have to, another thing that I really get with her mother is her biggest influence.
Oh.
Her and her mother are best friends, basically. Her quote is, "My mother was an incredible example to me. I can't imagine going through life without her. I think she has influenced who I am, but without intent, really. She would always say, 'Okay, this is how I feel, but you should figure it out for yourself.' I think of my life now and realize that the way I was brought up is why I can deal with so much now. I'm responsible for my own actions, my own decisions. So it's a weird one because she didn't want me to be her. But I think now at 32, I look at her and kind of go, wow, I somehow aspire to be you. I think she really values me being independent and being myself." But yeah, my mom was always one of my best influences too.
Yeah. You know, and a few of these people, you know, Robert Downey Jr. talks about his father being an influence and
right.
You know, that sort of thing. But he was in Hollywood. You know, we're talking about her mother just being a regular person and being an inspiration.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Both her mom and her father had the same... Oh, yeah, her mom and dad both worked in road construction. So, yeah, that's about as far from acting as you can get. Now, unless you want to... Unless you want to talk about the delay, you know, hey, open in 2 weeks. Yeah, right.
Well, you know, and we talk about American actors and, you know, the background that they came from and what their parents did, and British actors and Australian actors. But South African actors, I mean, that's a hard life in South Africa, especially when you and I, as we know, you know, these were the times of apartheid.
Right.
And they were doing like labor. They were like building infrastructure. And so her parents being road crew people, you know, construction people.
Right.
And she decided that she was going to be a ballerina and then
And then followed through.
Exactly. Yes, 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 yes.
But so I think she would agree with me. I don't think she could have done the follow through without her mother's influence.
Absolutely not. I agree completely.
Yep.
So,
on being South African, I told you she was very proud.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off again.
No, I was going to talk about some other roles, but...
We got a few minutes.
You know, she did Devil's Advocate. We've seen that.
Yep.
Young, which I ignored that because from what I understand in those few minutes that I watched back in the 90s, that was not a good movie. I didn't pay attention.
What was it?
And the Mighty Joe Young, the giant gorilla movie.
Oh, no, I've heard a couple people say they really liked it.
Yeah, and a lot of people, and that being said, I didn't give it a chance, but a lot of people that watch film, they're like, actually, that was a pretty great film. It just didn't get publicized. And then after that, she did Cider House Rules, yeah. Which frankly, I never saw Cider House Rules. I'm sorry. And everybody's like, you've got to take away your guy card. You've got to take away your cinema lover card. If you've never watched Cider House Rules, sorry, people, never seen it.
Nope.
But, you know, then she did Monster, and then she did The Italian Job. Have you ever seen Italian Job?
I have not. You got to remember, right, for about the past decade, I've been out of circulation as far as watching movies. I've been able to see a few choice ones like the MCU and a few others, but for the most part, I have not been, media has not been available to me.
Okay, so... So I guess what I'm going at is she's an actor that's done a lot of action movies like Mad Max, Atomic Blonde, et cetera, et cetera. And then she's also done these serious roles like Monster. She did Responsible Adult or Young Adult, and that was a great movie, and Tully and that sort of thing. Have you seen her, I suppose, more in her action-oriented stuff instead of her drama stuff?
Mostly the drama. Eon Flux was a very, very big action. You know, Eon Flux was a whole lot of action, you know.
Yeah, right. Well, you know, when we talk about these Marvel actors... And I think about her career and I compare it to Robert Downey Jr. and he does like these kind of like action things, but I can't necessarily think about him because I can't remember it when he did like Less Than Zero.
Right.
And his more drama oriented roles.
It seems my education is sorely lacking when it comes to Charlize and her movie career.
Well, and I guess that's what I'm getting at. Mine too. I think that I love Charlize Theron.
Oh, God, yes.
The movies that I've seen her in, I really like them, but I think that there's a lot more exploration that I need to get in besides Monster.
Right. Well, I propose this because we are coming up on the end of our show.
Yes.
I have a couple of propositions for you.
Uh-huh.
One is we educate ourselves on Charlize Theron movies and
Theron.
revisit this at a later date.
Okay.
Okay, number two is because of the link to other MCU actors, I propose we do a show on Jeremy Renner.
Yes, yes,
And
yes, yes.
one on Tilda Swinton.
Okay, you know what? And I want to throw one more in there that's kind of related. I'd like to throw in Mark Ruffalo.
All right, let me get.
He's
I'm writing this down because I am not going to forget this time, guys. All right.
well, it seems like we're kind of. You have almost two tiers, if you will, of MCU actors, where you've got like Chris Hemsworth, you know, and they're doing the overt MCU roles and the action roles. And then you have the other actors that are like Mark Ruffalo that are definitely killing it as the
Oh my
Hulk
God.
and Banner,
You know
but
it's
they
thanks,
also.
you know, I'm sorry that you've got to hear this though. You know it's thanks to Robert Downey Jr. that Mark Ruffalo is in the MCU at all, right?
Well, he owes his
No.
career in a way, frankly, because of the MCU foot in the door that Robert Downey Jr. gave
No,
him.
that's not even it. He accepted the role. He,
Because he knocked on the door and shrug him out of his house?
Yep. He sent Mark a text and said, "I'm picking you up. I'll be there in 10 minutes. Be ready." Because Mark was going to call. He was going to say, "No, I can't do it." He was going to back out. He has extreme social anxiety. So yeah, he was going to back out. He was just not going to do it.
You know,
And
you talk about Johnny, and a lot of people criticize Johnny on his roles being he's just playing Johnny. Some people have actually alleged that Mark Ruffalo basically has just played himself.
if that's the case, oh my God, where is he?
Yeah, well, he's done a lot of stuff. And he is a pretty good actor in some stuff that I have never seen.
What is that
And
one
we.
movie he is in that? He's not a reporter. He's a cop.
Oh my God. All right. Okay.
Okay, I'm gonna have to look that one up. Anyway, yeah. So those are my propositions, and we are headed to the deadline, and we are trying, guys. We are trying really hard to make these podcasts a bit more manageable, you know,
Oh my
an
God.
hour like max. So, yeah, we're
Was in
trying.
Shutter Island. He was in Zodiac, and I can
Zodiac,
name
that's
Mrs.
it.
And he's just like one of those actors.
And he's
Anyway,
amazing in Zodiac.
and
Oh
he's
my God.
amazing. He's amazing.
Oh, another story about Mark Ruffalo that I can't get it out of my head because I can see it happening.
Lay it on us.
He's at a restaurant, and there are these two girls. They're, you know, young adults, teenage slash young adult
Like
age,
1920.
18, 19, 20, yeah. And they're going, "Oh my God, oh my God. That's him. No, that's not him. Yes, it is. That's him. It's got to be him.
Oh,
No, that's
okay.
not. That can't be him. Oh my God, it is him. Oh my God." So they get up, and the one girl, she, like, after they have this conversation, she runs outside and she grabs something out of her car and she comes back in. And so they're sitting there and they wait for him to get up. So he gets up and he starts walking toward the door, and the girl goes up and she goes, I excuse me, are you Mark Ruffalo?" And he goes, Yeah, actually I am." She goes, "Oh my God, I knew it, I knew it, I knew it. I told you it was him." She goes, "Could you do me a huge favor?" And he goes to reach for a pen in his pocket, and he's like, "Yeah, sure, whatever." And she hands him a t-shirt and goes, "Can you give this to Tom Hiddleston?"
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
He said it was one of the biggest letdowns of his life. Poor guy.
Yeah, we definitely need, we need to do a Mark Ruffalo. We need to do a Mark Ruffalo episode.
Absolutely.
You know, and that would actually, you know, do well with the Jeremy Rimmer episode. You know, these guys that are considered definitely part of the MCU, central characters.
They're essential characters, but you don't know a whole lot about either one of them.
Right, and the fantastic career that they've had.
Right. Absolutely. So yeah, that is definitely on the list. Next week, however, will be a Johnny episode. No, we can consider this week a Johnny episode because Charlize has worked with Johnny and not with Tom. So who comes up next? Jeremy, Tilda, or Mark?
No.
Your choice.
My knee-jerk is going to be Tilda because I just have a crush on her.
Oh my God, tell me.
Hard. You know what? I think we should do Tilda. Let's go male, female, and then we'll do male after that.
Got you. But yeah, I forgot. You asked me my girl crushes. Mm-hmm. Tilda is one of them.
Yes.
She was one of my first back when Devil's Advocate came out, and I couldn't have told you then if she was male or female. I mean, her name was Michael in Devil's Advocate. But it...
Constantine?
You're right. Constantine. Sorry.
Yeah, she was the Archangel.
Yeah.
And she was wearing that suit, and she was completely androgynous.
Absolutely. But yeah. Mm-hmm. So when that one came out, Oh, that's right. She wasn't in Devil's Advocate. Getting the two confused. Sorry. Too many supernatural movies.
But, you know, we think about the main Marvel characters, but we always gravitate towards Hemsworth, Evans,
the big
Robert
bulky
Downey
males.
Jr., you know, but, you know, Ruffalo, you know.
He tried his best to stay in the background.
Yeah, and he did.
They actually cut his part down to accommodate his social anxiety.
Yeah, and you know what? And he still got paid. So good on Ruffalo.
Good for him. But yeah, okay. So we have contact information. So we are going to revisit the Charlize Theron podcast again. Sometime in the future, we will put a pin in that, in the, you know, we will see kind of thing. After our two co-hosts, me and my buddy Carrie, educate ourselves on the different roles that she's had.
Yeah.
On the Johnny side, I also think we should do one on Angelina Jolie.
Actually, that's kind of a long time coming. You're quite right. And that's going to be a big...
That's going to be a huge show.
Yes.
Yeah, I've met her ex-husband. If I could do anything, like, possible... Yeah, I would get him on the show. Billy Bob Thornton would be amazing on this podcast.
And when you think about it, Billy Bob would probably be your most realistic, like, he is a laid-back guy.
And he probably did.
That would probably, more than anyone, contribute to this podcast.
I may have to sneak onto the campus and see if I can find him again. Well, I'm not friends with the security guard anymore.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a story for another time.
Yeah, we're going to put a pin in that, but that's going to be more of a behind-the-scenes.
That's going to be one of my degrees of separation from fame. I have many. So, contact information. You give them yours, and I will hunt up ours.
So, I have, in the past couple of months, been very active on the PlayStation Network. You can reach me by going out of the network and looking for Traveler 2300, no spaces, two L's with Traveler.
There you go.
Also daily, I check my Hotmail, which is Mako, M-A-K-O, 3303@hotmail.com.
And we have the Depheads and Hiddlestoners email, which is depheadsandhiddlestoners@yahoo.com. No spaces, no caps. And we also have our dedicated phone line. Guys, this phone line is available 24/7. Give us a call. We will answer you. We will either answer the phone or we will call you back, one of the two. That number is 949-373-5476. You can also visit the blog. We are in the process of getting it caught up right now. We were about 10 episodes behind at one point because of internet problems and moving and various different things. So we're getting that caught up now. But the blog is depheadshiddlestoners.com, or you can go to barryreese.net and click on the link. I do believe that is everything.
Yeah, and you know, this was a big show. Would love to hear any sort of input that the gentle listeners would have on Charlize.
Oh, have you had any more response from your
Dictator Killers?
Yes.
So, Dictator Killers has been radio silent for the last month. And Dictator Killers is a male because I've talked to him. He's in Spain. And I'm wondering if this is like a work thing or perhaps a climate thing. But that being said,
is the offer still valid?
The offer is still valid.
$50.
I am still offering $50.
$50 USD.
USD, absolutely, which will go a little bit more than it will in America and Europe. But that being said, I've talked to Dictator Killers. I know you're out there. And I know that you are very likely listening. My man. I have a fresh save file for if you don't want to even talk about this podcast. I am ready to go to town on the island of Aurora for Ghost Recon Breakpoint. Just hook up with me, bro.
Get in touch, guys. Come on.
Get in touch.
And on that note, it is time to say it. So long. Farewell. It's time to say I do.
Oh, my God.
Sorry. Of course, I could always do Lamb Chop. This is a song that never ends. As it goes on and on.
This is a podcast that never ends.
As it goes, some people started singing it not knowing what it was, and they'll continue singing it forever just because this is a song that never ends.
Sorry. And this is a podcast that never ends, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, no, we are not going to do that anywhere to our poor listeners. No, we're not doing that.
No, we're not. Well, we're not going to go anywhere. We are going to continue.
We are, and we will be back.
And if you don't want to talk to us, that's fine. We will continue to do this podcast.
We will continue to talk to you.
Yes, and thank you for allowing us an ear.
Absolutely. And until next time, guys, if you can't be good at it. Time to say goodbye, Carrie.
I'm Carrie.
And I'm Jen.
Love and peace.
Peace and love, guys. We're out.
Night-night.